This is Ozarks at Large. More than a week and a half ago, Governor Mike Beebe convened a group of business and education leaders to address a major concern: improving broadband access in the state's public schools. The state is lagging with its online learning opportunities, and some looming deadlines are compounding the situation. To learn more, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently spoke with Axiom executive Jerry Jones, chairman of a task force called FASTER that's working on this initiative.
Tell me a little bit about FASTER, Fast Access for Students, Teachers, and Economic Results. We have to have a good acronym to do these things.
Well, you do. And, you know, the governor asked me to get involved with this project a couple of weeks ago. And the project was that there is a deficit of broadband accessibility and capability within our schools in Arkansas. And as the governor has been talking for many, many years, education is a foundation for economic results and economic opportunity and development in the state of Arkansas as well. So while we started out with the acronym FAST, Fast Access Student and Teachers, he let me know that he wanted it to be a little bit broader mandate and to take a look at higher broadband speeds and capabilities across the state of Arkansas, hence the ER on the end of FAST, and it became FASTER.
We're not alone in our deficiency in broadband capability and access. Other states have this similar problem too. Kind of define the problem for me. How far behind do you think we are in terms of broadband access, and is it something that's going to take years to catch up to, or do you think it's got a shorter time span than that?
Well, we are behind, and we can argue about exactly where we are on a relative scale, but all of the studies that I have shown show that we're way behind at the present time, and some studies show that we're, you know, in the 40s and 50th, actually, so among the United States states. So we know that we've got to do better. But are we so far behind that we can't catch up? Absolutely not. You know, one of the benefits, actually, of an opportunity of being this far behind is technology has moved forward so fast that now that we can deploy different types of technologies and catch up in a hurry if we bring everybody to the table and move in the same direction, which I think that we're going to do, and that's why the governor asked that we bring this group together.
Tell me a little bit about some of the different people on this FASTER group that you're the chair of. You've got internet service providers such as AT&T. You've also got education folks as well. Just tell me, how broad is this panel?
Well, that's right. We tried to bring together a broad coalition of people in Arkansas: educators, technologists, business people, people that are involved in the political sphere as well, and the media and public relations sphere as well, so that we are diverse from a geographical, from a business perspective, as well as a general perspective. We have a lot of diversity in that room, so that we can look at these issues from a variety of different directions. It's a very, very solid group. I'm very appreciative of the people who are taking their time to devote to this effort. And the effort is not to sit around and admire the problem. We've been admiring the problem for a long time. What we want to do is come up with a set of very specific, actionable recommendations that can get done. Because every year that we're not where we are in terms of being able to provide the students of our public schools in the state of Arkansas with adequate broadband access, we're failing. And we don't intend to fail.
Tell me about, I guess, what you think some of those actionable items might be. I'm not trying to get you to predict necessarily, but you know you need to get speeds to a certain level in all areas of the state. You know that you're going to have some challenges in some geographic areas of the state where the terrain doesn't allow for easy deployment of some fiber in the ground, for instance. Maybe speak to a few of the actionable items that you think are probably going to come out of this.
Well, sure. And, you know, you can look at this issue, and in any big issue, you've got to start breaking down into bite sizes. And the way I look at it, there are three or four buckets or big bites. One is getting the capability to the schoolhouse door. Then once it's at the schoolhouse door, what do you do? You have to have a network within the school itself that is adequate, that can be accessed by the teachers and accessed by the students with enough distribution of the capability so that they can do what they want to be able to do. And then third, you've got to have a set of policies around that as well. And how much is needed? What is the digital strategy for education in the state of Arkansas? What is it? What is the it that we should build towards? you know, what is the ultimate solution that we need to go towards? So it's not just our group, but the State Board of Education, the governor's office, and everybody really has to start looking at all three of these things. And then the fourth thing, of course, is taking into account what the students and the teachers want. And the way I look at this issue as well, if we don't solve it, the kids are going to solve it for us because they're growing up in a digital world.
Yeah.
And they're becoming true digital natives, to use a term. Mm-hmm. And when they're very, very conversant with technology in their non-school lives, and then if they walk into a school and all of a sudden they're back in the day when I was in school and in the 60s and 70s, they're going to fix this.
That was Axiom Executive Jerry Jones speaking with Roby Rock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.